done. Yeah.
I feel like I can go either way on that though, because like in I'm thinking like in school, like a lot of times,
Dustin,
I was like within the first like
you do wait.
Yeah, but it's not all the time.
Yeah, okay. I'm the same way. I can get stuff. I'm better when I'm very prepared.
I promise you, I'm serious.
Okay.
Oh no, I am the last possible second.
What would you do ahead of time?
Well, right now in school, I'm ahead of all of my homework by like 2 modules.
Yeah, because
I hope you don't take it like you did the test.
Because
thank you.
We didn't even record Monday because he was doing his school. So
yeah.
Kudos. I went.
But also,
this is something I have to work against because I can even come up with a message very quickly to where I don't even have to study. Like if you're talking to teenagers or something,
you can put it together.
You can put it together. You don't even need to have anything.
Right, right, right.
And
I understand.
So it's like because of that,
do.
You have to be careful because then you end up not studying ever. You're like, oh, I can rely on last minute prep.
Right, right.
But that's not.
See,
whenever I'm actually prepared and put time in something,
right. So
it's always like. A lumber delivery that I put in today for tomorrow. If I'd waited to the morning, it'd be fine, but I did it today. So it's like
something
I work on.
Something I'm similar in the sense of like our pastor would be like, who's ready to preach? And if I don't raise my hand, my pastor would be like, you're called to preach, aren't you? I'm like, yes, sir.
Right.
And he's like, well, why didn't you raise your hand? I'm like, oh, I could get up and talk for 30 minutes.
Right.
I was like, but I'm not like, I don't have an outline with me like to preach, something
I
prayed over.
But I can't give you the outline.
Yeah, like I don't have something that like I prayed over and was like, this is ready. But at the same time, I'm that guy, if you ask me to do something, I promise you, I'm telling the whole world this right now. And you guys are the first ones to hear it. If you ask me to do something, and I follow up with this question right here. Oh yeah, when's it need to be done by? know that as soon as I've asked that question in my brain, whatever date you say is the date I'm doing it. When's it gotta be done by? Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah.
Know that when I walk away from that, I walk away from that, it's the furthest thing from my mind.
So it's called shelving.
When you say
just shelve them.
But we're very similar in this aspect. When David says, "Hey Cam, send me the episode to edit the video." He sends me it 4 days ahead of when he wants to because I do not send it.
But then also he sends me the video and I don't edit it till 2 days after he sends it to me. It is the I have to text him as
Sunday
early
afternoon. He's like, "Yo, let me get that vid." And I'm like, Sunday night, he go, "Bro." He's like, "Thanks, man."
Which is so funny because if he sends it to me on Friday, Sunday I'm texting him like, "Hey,
we want to cut." Like it's 11 o'clock.
Oh man, dude!
This is why our podcast is the way it is because you often end up doing things at the last possible moment, and it translates to a podcast.
Doesn't
where
you
don't
give
have
you like a dopamine
prep.
High?
What
dopamine high? Just doing things at the last minute.
I 100% get a dopamine high.
Yeah.
Sometimes writing a schedule, like our youth rally, when I wrote the schedule out, there was such peace. In knowing, I know what I'm going to do because I thought about it beforehand. And there's peace in that a lot of the times, like with the games and the songs. So I knew where it was coming.
Yeah.
But so many times I'm just like, I just have to do this whenever it comes. Like, I don't know. Some people can do it and some people can't.
Yeah.
If you can come up with something quick.
Oh, I can do that.
Yeah,
I can do that.
Let's just shoot this and just see what happens. Yeah. Anyways, we spent way too much
time. Okay.
You've always been fascinated by the question of what, if anything, happens after death.
Always been fascinated.
I mean, yeah.
I feel like
the question is definitely
all right, we're
is probably
50%. We got to move this along.
I'm at 100.
You usually prefer to be around others rather than your
own. Agree.
Yeah.
You become bored or lose interest when the discussion gets highly theoretical.
No, I think it's interesting.
No, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure. I like that.
The people thing, I put slightly agree because I can go both ways.
Dustin, but your answers are all wrong, buddy.
You find
some
it
of them
easy
right.
to
empathize
with a person whose experiences are very different from yours.
I do.
Yes.
Do you what? You struggle?
No. I find it easy to empathize.
I feel very easy with that.
With a person whose experiences are different. Like,
I struggle with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but like if it's like it's like oh you know
if you haven't lived it it's hard for you to so like,
no, he said he can
I can too
like if I yeah, if
that.
I haven't lived it like if I haven't like I didn't grow up in like a broken home but like if somebody comes along he's like man I have this rough life I'm like oh
yeah
man,
it's hard
like,
yeah some,
right.
some people
you know
it's
I mean?
Hard
like,
to like
Right, but there's a difference because, like,
maybe I don't know what empathy is.
No. Empathy is more like you feel what they're feeling. So I can look at them and say,
I feel what everybody's feeling all the time.
But until you, like, there have been situations in life where you live them, but someone went to you before that and said, this happened, and then it happened to you, and then you're like,
yeah, it's hard for some people to understand how to help people.
Some people are really good at it. It's a gift.
I feel what everyone else in the whole world is feeling.
Yes. Oh, see, like, my
entire mood is based off of how everyone else is feeling.
I'm like, if everybody's happy, like, I'm happy that everybody's happy. But at the same time, like, if somebody's like, oh, man, I'm upset because of this thing.
Sometimes it's hard for certain people to, like, understand why that person's upset. Like, I don't know why you're upset. Yes. But until they live it, they're like, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. Dustin is good at that.
You usually postpone finalizing decisions for as long as possible.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You rarely second guess the choice that you've made.
Absolutely.
I second guess everything I do.
Rarely second guess the choice that you made.
I don't.
No, I don't second
guess. I'm like, praise the Lord.
After a long and exhausting week, a lively social event is just what you need.
I'm like 70-30 on that, or something, 60-40.
David, what do you think on that one?
I feel like I'm more confident.
A lively social event. Event,
but I still have a tendency to second guess sometimes.
We're trying to get you out of here.
After like a long week of work,
a second. We were on totally different questions. He was talking about 70-30 on
second guessing.
Yeah. Second guessing.
I feel like I'm 70 like against, and then 34. Like, I feel like usually I'm pretty good with just plowing ahead.
One of the reasons the question before that was postponing finalizing decisions. One of the reasons I postpone it is because I'm like, but what if this is, and like I constantly like think about all of the. I'm the kind of guy who, like in a conversation, something small like a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons it's so easy for me to talk to people and like move in and out of conversation is because when I am alone, I think, how should I manage a conversation? If I say this, it could go this way. I'm going to avoid saying that.
So you're a professional bull crapper?
Bull. Yeah, kind of like Larry Cows.
Larry Cows.
That's one of like I constantly.
Mm-hmm. All right. You enjoy going to art museums.
Just
exhausting week is lively social event is just what you need.
Mm.
Yeah, like I enjoy hanging out with people.
Yeah, how about we just move on now? Come on.
Okay. Dang, bro. All right. You enjoy going to art museums. Disagree.
That's fun.
You often have a hard time understanding other people's feelings.
Mm. I struggle with that too.
Nah, I think I got that. You often have a hard time understanding other people's feelings. I am very aware.
Hey, how about you speed it up and get to the next one?
I can understand that people are upset about something, but I will not understand why they are upset about something.
I'm probably too much worried about what people are feeling. Not that I can do anything about it.
I'm the guy who will talk trash in basketball and make you angry, and then when you snap on me, I'll be like, bro, what are you mad for?
This is empathy again.
I know. You have a hard time understanding other people's feelings. I think I do understand people's feelings, like why they're feeling that. When they explain it to me, I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. I understand.
So you would disagree.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
I'm kind of in the middle on this.
No, I see what the question is.
If somebody says I'm angry, I go, okay, and I take that at face value. If they go, this is why I'm angry, there's a high possible chance I go, that's not something to be angry about. Like, why are you angry?
I'm very good at understanding that type of stuff. I didn't understand the question when he first
You like it. To have a to-do list for each day.
No.
You rarely feel insecure.
You rarely feel insecure. Disagree.
You rarely feel insecure. So you feel insecure?
I rarely feel insecure.
Right. So
meaning I am. So I disagree ever. With. Oh wait, wait, no, no. Yeah, I agree with that. Agree with You're that. Right. Thank you.
I was like, what?
No, thank you.
Yeah, I did the same thing. Oops. You avoid making phone calls.
Disagree.
Disagree. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do not like making phone calls.
Oh my gosh, dude. There's sometimes where I call people and I just go, listen, I was going to text you, but no. That's my
you
opening
spend
statement.
A lot of time trying to understand views that are very different from your own.
I do.
You often spend a lot of time trying to understand views that are very different from your own.
Well, I like knowing the views.
Yeah.
So I can argue them better.
Yeah. I feel like it's easier to prove that I'm right when I understand why other people are wrong.
And then you can, you're just stupid.
In your social circle, you are often the one who contacts your friends and initiates activities.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yes. Yes.
That would definitely be you, David.
Yes.
I like doing it, but I'm just so tired.
I'm just so tired.
Such an adult.
It's one of those things where, like, when I was younger, I was like, at all times, let's go do something, and I'm texting, I'm trying to get people to do stuff. Now that I'm a little older, I'm kind of like, yeah, I mean, we can hang out.
You're getting old.
Yeah. But also, we don't have to. You know, we could hang out or not.
Yeah. So,
if your plans are interrupted, your top priority is to get back on track as soon as possible.
No.
I don't know what
that is. If my plans are interrupted, your top priority is to get back on track.
Journey has taken a detour.
I'm good with the flow. Like, let's just do whatever.
You are still bothered by mistakes you made a long time ago.
Yep. Yes. I think about
it's like, yes.
When I was in first grade, man. I got on the wrong bus because I
have a whole episode.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah.
Refreshes.
Yep. It was first grade. And
sat
so
down in the grass.
And so, yeah, so we, there's like, they had like first wave and second wave. First wave was the first set of buses. I was always second wave, and I didn't realize they hadn't called the first wave yet. So yeah. The bell rung, and I left, and it never occurred to me the people I was walking with were not my own.
Yep.
I'm like, I just got to get on the bus. I can't leave. So I get on there, walk to where my bus is always parked, walk on, realize the seats are a different color, and I'm like, this isn't right. And then I looked at the driver and I'm like, so then I sat down because I was nervous, and then I realized, like, I can't leave because then I'm not going to get home. So I stood up and I went to the woman. I was like, this isn't the right bus. And then she was a grumpy old bus driver and told me to get off. So I didn't know what to do. So I sat in the grass in the courtyard and waited for my bus to get there.
And you still think about that
every day.
Do you think about that every day?
Once a week.
There are some mistakes and things that I have done. Like, to zero. Sometimes I wake up and I go, I was so dumb. Why? Why?
I can probably recall every mistake I've ever made in my whole life.
Dustin, you probably could.
Yep.
How? There's so many.
There, I know.
He lives in shame.
Oh, yep. See, I make so many. I've made so many mistakes that people bring up mistakes I've made. I go, I did that?
No.
Me? No.
Everyone, every day of my life brings up, says, hey, remember when we were doing this and you said this? And I'm like, I do not.
Nope.
No idea. That you've was also part
said,
of that conversation.
You've also said some wild things behind closed doors.
Let that be stricken from the record. Your emotions control more than you control them.
Oh, wait. I missed one. You rarely contemplate the reasons for human existence or the meaning of life.
You don't ever think about that?
About the reasons of human existence.
I think about
or
that
the
all the time. That we are Christians. That's all we do.
Yeah, are you saying?
That's all we think about.
No, but I don't think about it because I already know what those answers are.
Yeah, but you can't constantly live in it.
Stoking up the fire.
I mean, you're witnessing, like, you're telling people all the time why they're here.
Yeah, but I'm not like contemplating what the reason is. It's I know okay. what it is. Like,
you
I'm not trying to figure it out.
Okay. You don't have to answer that. That's what it means.
To be a pagan.
It's to okay. contemplate? No, it's not. To contemplate means to think of, like, to figure it out. Like, why are we here? Why are we here? No, but I know why we're here. I don't have to try to figure
that
out.
I understand
that,
but most people aren't even thinking that they know why we're here. Do you understand? Like, we literally live in that. But okay. You can answer it how you want.
You take great care not to make people look bad, even when it's completely their fault.
Yep. Amen. All the way.
There's a really fine line there, because sometimes if people are mean to me, I really want them to feel shame, and then I forgive them really big.
Yeah, we're the same.
And I'm like, I really hope you feel bad, but I'm going to forgive you real, real big.
I do that.
You take great care not to make people look bad.
Yep.
Yes, I do.
Okay, here's what it is. I do not try and make people look bad publicly. Like,
no.
Even like Seth Hayes. Hey, Seth. Like... Like, I always feel bad when he gets razzed publicly. Like, the other day in Sunday school or whatever, I said something as a joke, and everyone was laughing. Then I went up and gave him a hug and made it, like, lighthearted. Cause
then he cried.
I don't want people to look
change
bad
my answer.
Publicly.
Because I don't want anyone.
But I do need someone to know that they were wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I've learned this in my marriage.
I'm of the...
Me and her will get in like a...
make fun of her and
no,
she...
No. If we like get in a disagreement or something, she has said to me so many times, like, you really have to make sure that I know that I was wrong. And I'm like, I do. I'm sorry.
I understand that because I have to be right.
You were wrong, right?
It's not... Yeah. No, this is a character flaw in me. It's not...
Mm-hmm. You are
it's
flawed.
It's not that I know. I'll be like... No, I know I'm wrong, but you need to know that you were also wrong.
Right.
And you,
it's pride.
You also were. Yeah, it wasn't just
for me. I don't think it's necessarily that I tell them that I'm right. I want them to know that they made me feel bad. That's how I am.
No,
like,
I will.
You made
very
me feel horrible about this.
Oh,
I will.
It's very sad.
My wife would be laughing so hard if she was right here. It's like, I will say sorry so easily. Like, no, I mm-hmm. know I'm wrong.
Yeah,
I know I'm an idiot.
Right,
but you're also wrong.
That's so bad.
That's so, like, you're consoling your wife. Like, I'm so sorry. I know I'm wrong and I'm a jerk, but I just want you to know you're also stupid and
that's
wrong.
Not that, but it's like also, you know,
you need
you
to acknowledge your sins.
Yeah.
See, I don't take great care to not make people look bad because I will roast anybody. Mm-hmm. Like I will make fun of people. I will get in on the jokes. I'm fine
that'd
with
be
my
a slow long roast.
I am fine with myself just being, you know, roasted. Just absolutely cooked. I'm fine with that. But at the end of the day, I'm also like, hey, but like, you know, we're joking. Right.
But this is not about joke. We were talking about serious.
Yeah. Oh, like I need people to look bad.
Yeah. Like, would you like shame someone publicly when they were really actually stupid? Do you want them to look bad?
Oh, no. I would not do that. What it means. No. Okay.
We have a lot of opportunity to do that as youth leaders. Like,
oh my goodness, man.
I could just do it. So
I told Jonathan a story tonight.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, dude, I got some stuff.
The fruit's so low, it's just like you have to like swap it away. Get out of here, fruit.
Although this is, never mind.
All right, so you take great care not to me.
All right, your personal work style is closer to spontaneous bursts of energy than organized, consistent efforts. Oh, I just turned my camera on.
When someone thinks highly of you, you wonder how long it will take them to feel disappointed in you. Dustin.
You got to have the magic touch. When someone thinks highly of you,
how fun
was
it to do this as a trio?
We're doing it right now.
Yeah, just me, Cameron, Meredith.
How fun would it have been to do this?
When someone thinks highly of you, you wonder how long it will take.
I'm giving my answers in real time.
I don't think about that.
No, I live in the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really care what they think.
Yeah, like, I think highly of you. Cool. Mm-hmm. And then they could call me the next day. No. I don't. All right.
When someone thinks highly of you, you wonder how long it will take them to feel disappointed.
Do you think that?
Nah.
Do you feel that?
I do.
You wonder how long it's going to take for somebody to...
That's so sad.
Listen, let me try out this empathy thing.
That's so sad.
Do you want to talk about it?
No, it's every day.
It's not like that, but like I literally think...
Hey,
I literally spend my life thinking like, oh.
I think highly of you.
You're a pleaser.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like my after youth rally.
Unless they're wrong.
Oh, I preached a few weeks ago, and I walked in the office like, Mom, how'd I do? Did you like that? And she's like, oh, you did so good, honey. And I'm like, yes. But hopefully, like, it won't ever be a time where she's like, that was bad.
Cameron, that is the saddest thing I've ever heard.
Live in the moment.
It's like the middleman
syndrome. I literally don't think about it because that's an awful thought. I'm like, oh, well, if I fail, I fail. I'll do better next time.
I think,
like I said earlier, I want to be everybody's friend. But if it doesn't happen, then
my wife saying, like, you did so good, and I'm so proud of you. And I'm like,
right.
Words of affirmation, big time.
I like words of affirmation, but it's after a task.
Remember when
he
told you?
Like, oh my goodness, you did that so. And like, I know
you
I
you cleaned the laundry so well.
Like, I know
remember
I did
when he told you to not slam the table?
He did.
And then he just did it seven times.
He did. I'm really trying.
It's like a lot of times I know I did a good job, but I just want to make sure it's. Like,
Cameron, that is so funny.
I understand. When people are like, hey, dude, you're awesome. And I'm like, thanks.
Honey, are you listening to any of this?
The thing is, David, this is the thing. You know you're awesome.
I know I'm wrong.
You have total confidence.
Right. Awesome. Like, I appreciate it when people are like, I think highly of you in this moment. I'm like, thank you.
But you don't need their affirmation to know you're awesome.
Yeah.
I know that about you.
Yeah.
You don't.
Yeah. It's one of those things where it's like,
I don't need someone's affirmation to know I did a good job, but sometimes I feel like, I did a good job.
That's nice.
Hey, I should be hearing some more feedback.
And like,
I wish my wife would tell me more about that.
No, she's awesome.
But the point is, David and I are very similar. Our performance does not hinge on really what other people say because we judge our performance ourselves.
Right, I judge my performance myself, but I also
it's like one of those things. Is like, I want you to think I'm funny, but
if
you
don't, I know I'm funny.
I'll go out of my way. If I think someone did an adequate job, I'll go out of my way to say, "Hey, man, you did a good job." Because
it was
I'm
adequate.
Like, if they did a good job, I'm going to tell them because I want to hear that.
Because you appreciate.
Yeah, I appreciate, and I've had so many.
Don't use the word adequate because while it does mean good, when you go, "Hey, you're adequate,"
that's like
does not.
That's like par adequate. At anything nowadays is suboptimal.
True.
No, it's
these
not
words,
suboptimal.
Though.
It's not sub suboptimal.
Would mean
sub is below optimal.
Sub is below.
Post optimal.
No. That's not.
But just above average.
Sub. What was the word I used before? Up to what was it? Support. No,
she just gave you affirmation. You missed it.
It wasn't adequate. In the mic. It doesn't count.
Adequate.
Adequate.
Adequate. If anyone does anything adequate in a trade,
like big adequate,
it's like if anyone's doing anything adequate, it's like a like really good now nowadays.
Really? Because I feel there's, like adequate is like the equivalent like of being like, hey, thanks for doing your job. Yes. Like
it's just meeting the requirements.
You met. Yeah, you did right. The bare minimum.
Hold on.
Right.
I was saying that question.
Right.
Hinges. People's happiness hinge on that question, and a lot of times when you have a lot of the happy go lucky people like David and very much myself, we're not trying to please anyone because right. We judge our own questions, so mm-hmm. Working on those things is helpful to people's happiness is
now
my point.
I will say this, I don't think I've when someone thinks highly of you and wonder how long
it, I just
you
never
wonder
think
how
that.
Long it will take them to feel disappointed in you.
Kayla agrees.
I know. I say I do this, but I don't walk around.
No, I said that's how my mind works.
Yeah, I don't. Just for sure. But I don't walk around. If someone doesn't agree, I'm like, I know I did a good job. So
Cameron's
it doesn't really
like,
matter to
Cameron's
me.
Cameron's like, honey, but I love you. Want, she's like, but for how long?
But you, like, but you do want that.
I do want it, but it doesn't affect my mood.
It depends on if it's someone that I respect or value long. Their yeah. opinion of. Yeah, yeah. If it's someone that like my boss or family or whatever, if like they say, hey, good job in this, you know, then it's like, okay, well, how long is this going to last before this becomes like suboptimal?
I just never think that way about too. That.
You know?
I just don't care.
You would love a job that requires you to work alone most of the time. Nah.
Yeah. Yes.
Honestly prefer working
yes.
alone.
Yes.
Yes.
I didn't realize that
it's
until...
It's the only way I get work done.
That pondering abstract philosophical questions is a waste
yeah.
of time.
Yes. No, I love doing that.
I think it's fun.
Abstract philosophical
like, as
questions.
Useless as philosophy is, I think it's so interesting.
I think about it all the time.
It's
I read the quotes.
It's a waste of time.
Like what?
Like Socrates?
Like...
You don't know who that is.
I do, okay. But...
Mm-hmm. He played soccer.
Quotes. You ponder. You ponder philosophical questions
all the time.
Yeah, it's fun.
Pick it, man. Nah. You feel more drawn to places with busy, bustling atmospheres than quiet,
no.
intimate places. You want busy?
No.
Oh, I want busy.
No.
I want to walk in somewhere and just be a buzz.
Really? I just want a field.
No, a crowd.
I get
a crowd draws
enjoyment
a crowd.
In both, but if I had to pick between one, it would be the quiet. Like I would like sitting like on like a mountain or like a hill
alone.
Or like looking over. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I could do that. I could do that for like
forever,
3 minutes, and then I'm like, and done.
If we're talking about living, then I don't want to live in.
No, like, I'm talking about like if I. Like,
well, let's see what the question means.
If I want
to, you feel more drawn to places with busy, bustling atmospheres and quiet, intimate
yeah,
places.
Yeah, send me
we're
to an arcade.
Living or act or, no. or like. Because like
to
in church,
well, to me, I mean,
I love a Sunday morning where it's just like chaos and the like.
Well, I feel like yeah.
I love
well,
that.
Oh, I'm yeah.
Now
dude.
I think now we're digging. Like too deep into it.
So like,
I think we're talking about
that,
as like as general like life perspective.
No.
Would you rather sit on your porch swing or would you rather go to the mall?
No, I'd rather sit on the porch swing.
There's a different way to look at it.
I would not sit on. I have a porch with two chairs on it. I've sat in them,
but
twice.
It's not a swing though.
For 3 minutes,
it's not a swing.
You know, at first glance,
I'll push you back and forth.
No, I'm the kind of guy who's like, would I rather sit on a mountain and chill? Or would I rather go hang out? What are you doing?
I'm trying to hurry you up.
Oh, dude, we just spent 17 minutes talking about how you wish people liked you longer.
Yeah.
And now I can't.
Now we're talking about David.
There's no time for your talk, so let's move.
I would much rather
this
be.
This is what a life without
like,
gluten
crowd
does
draws
to
a
you.
Crowd. If I see a crowd of people laughing and moving around and there's like something going on.
It's because you have fear of missing out. You have FOMO.
Yeah,
big
FOMO.
Time fear of missing
mm-hmm.
out.
Mm-hmm. Is that what FOMO means?
I have JOMO.
No,
I've heard people say FOMO,
out.
And I don't know.
Fear of monkey
that's
oxygen.
Fear of missing out.
I never knew what FOMO
fear
meant.
Of monkey oxygen.
I have
oxygen.
JOMO, joy of missing out.
Joy, I know that.
That is
for sure. I know that. Hey, we're all gonna go hang out and have pizza. Meredith is like, let me know how it went. She's like, Meredith is.
How
the,
many years in a row has this been?
Every year at teen camp, we're like, it's the end of the week. We're gonna get pizza. We're gonna hang out, reminisce since we all grew up together. And Meredith's like, nah. I don't like any of you guys that much.
I've never gone.
I brought my favorite pillow to camp. I'm not spending its time with you.
So true.
You know at first glance how someone's feeling.
Yep.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
You often feel overwhelmed.
Yep.
No.
No.
I mean,
disagree.
You complete things methodically without skipping over any steps.
No.
I do that.
I skip so many steps.
Oh, I skip all of the steps.
I skip every step.
I don't skip steps. I don't even read the manual.
I love reading find the new manual. Ways.
You were very intrigued by things labeled as controversial. Yeah.
I'm intrigued.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So that's how this podcast started.
Oh, could
you?
Yeah.
You would pass along a good opportunity if you thought someone else needed it more.
Yep.
Yeah, I would.
Probably not. That's a big no. I like making money, and I like seeing potential in things, and no.
If you struggle with deadlines.
No.
You struggle. Yes. Yes.
I think
you remember the whole last minute thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
I mean,
when I was in school, I guess it was a thing.
A rat race to get to the,
I don't,
the like, discussion board.
I don't struggle with deadlines. Like, I know when I'm past
church,
all of them.
Trying, I like getting places early. I like... Like
I don't struggle with them. I'm not worried about it at all.
Yeah. At school, though, you were No. Yeah. At school, you were never late. They were just close.
All right. No philosophical question. Do I struggle with the deadline if I don't worry about it at all?
You struggle. Yeah, it's a struggle, buddy.
Is it a struggle if I'm not concerned?
You feel confident. Last one that things will work out for you.
Oh,
hard. Yeah.
Always.
Yeah. Select your gender.
Yeah.
Ooh, male. Pick one. Pick one.
Other. Spicy. Male, female, other.
Maybe I picked woman, and that's why mine was weird.
Here we go.
See results. Just a moment.
What is
put
he?
Put your email in.
I don't have to put it in.
Oh, did it come up?
No, I got this.
Okay, that you got my personality.
Yeah. Isn't that what you said he was?
Well, I know he's a 7. I know he's a 7. I don't... There's going to be... Okay, so on some of these results, you can hit one question. Like, there's like 4 different categories, and it'll give you percentages. So some of them are 50-50. One question puts you over to a different personality type. So I need to see your...
Okay.
All right, Meredith, what do you think mine was?
Mind, I'm extroverted.
Well, you are an ENFP, so I don't know if you actually...
You think so?
I think when I took this 2 years ago, I got entertained.
Every time I've taken this test, it's been...
Is that a 7?
Well, can we stop talking about David for a second? Put all the attention
Let's
on me.
Let's talk about Cam.
Let's talk about me. Hey, you know what? When it boils right to it, this is my dang podcast.
That's right.
This is mine. It's mine. It's all mine.
David, get the gluten.
Okay, go ahead.
Just going to take him down.
Ahead, and then we'll talk about this.
I'm glad you guys laughed at that.
I'm the ENFP.
You guys did it come it too.
Yeah. And guess who that is? The campaigner.
I can see that.
Mm-hmm. Campaigners are enthusiastic, creative, and sociable, free spirits who can always find a reason to smile.
Okay, so...
I like that.
David, I know you and I are similar people. We actually are.
It said debater, and if there's one thing I like to do, it's argue.
Yeah. You do.
Yes. So... But there
Mayor,
is.
Didn't his have a whole thing?
She's going through it now.
Yes. I was looking at his percentages.
Yeah.
So
we'll let him read it.
I'm not reading it. I was looking at his percentage.
Maybe I'll do this
because
test
okay,
again.
You see how this one is 54-46. One question can right. throw well, it to
yeah,
a different.
Yeah, still recording.
Right.
Dustin, yours is nowhere near.
I know.
Right.
I'm going to do it again real fast.
You came up as Leanne's personality.
No, you're not doing it again. You had your chance.
I'm going to do it again real fast.
All right.
This is what. No. This has to be some type of personality.
While we talk
we
about
were
me,
doing it for an hour.
He can figure out what he's doing.
I was doing it with you.
Put my email.
We're doing a great job.
So you can read the beginning of yours and
all
see
right,
if
David,
you feel like it.
You read mine, I'll read yours.
Okay, hold on. I got to send results.
He's got to get it so it can...
Yeah. Did you put your email in?
You have to send
it's
it
It's sending your results.
I already know all this.
Well, he can't read it unless you put
oh,
it
in. Oh, booger snot.
Booger snot.
Yeah, that's funny.
I'm reading Watch buzzwords
this.
Here,
he
breaking
took it in
the rules.
And got Leanne's personality. Because I don't know how that happened. Dustin and Leanne are super similar.
How do I retake it?
I can see it.
Jonathan, I'm glad you found that funny.
It's all right here still.
No,
you have to read the intro.
Yes, but you have to... Yeah, look. All right, here. Let me read this. I'm going to read this about Cam. All right.
I'm going to read yours first.
Here okay.
The debater. He's got a suit on, purple suit. Quick-witted. Yes. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right, I'll subscribe to that.
Yeah. And audacious. Audacious. I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means either.
Debaters aren't afraid to disagree with the status quo. That's your dress, the way you
Dude,
dress.
Dude, I will disagree with you even if I agree.
Yeah. They're not afraid to disagree with pretty much anything or anyone. Few things light up people with this personality type more than a bit of verbal sparring. This is you, David.
This sounds pretty on point on right now. Well, it's kind of crazy how like accurate it is right now.
Oh, shocker.
This personality type, more than a bit of verbal sparring. And if the conversation veers into controversial terrain, so much the better. This is David. It would be a mistake, though, to think of the Baiters as disagreeable or mean-spirited. Again,
thank you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Instead, people with this personality type are knowledgeable and curious with a playful sense of humor. You're just playful, David. You're just a playful.
I'm just playing. I'm just joshing.
Just a playful little
just
guy.
Just joshing.
And they can be incredibly entertaining. They simply have an offbeat, contrarian idea of fun. That is, yes. Mm-hmm. One that involves a healthy dose of spirited debate. Mm-hmm. Debaters are the ultimate devils. Devil's advocate.
Whoa. Again,
English.
This took a turn.
Remember the email earlier?
The ultimate devils.
Debaters are the ultimate devil's advocates.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Thriving on the process of shredding arguments and beliefs and letting the ribbons drift in the wind for all to see. Breaking the rules. Mm-hmm. Follow the path of the unsafe, independent thinker. Expose your ideas to the dangers of controversy. Debaters are known for their rebellious streak. Oh. Mm. For this personality type, no belief is too
scary. That's why that guy hated me.
To be questioned. Mm-hmm. All right, that's good.
What you need to do is go to the strengths and weaknesses. It's the next page.
Ooh, can we that skip really the weaknesses helps. Part?
Nope, go to that.
Can we just go?
All right, strength.
It's just, I don't want to hear that.
Here's a strength. Knowledgeable. Debaters rarely pass up good opportunity to learn something new. Aren't you glad
it's
that
like
you
my
did?
Facts.
Yeah. See, Dustin, I'm so glad you did yours in a second.
I did it so fast.
Knowledgeable. All right. They don't pass up a good opportunity to learn something new, especially abstract concepts. They're quick thinkers. You're very quick thought thinker. Debaters have tremendously flexible minds and are able to shift from an idea to idea without effort, drawing on their accumulated knowledge to prove their points or their opponents as they see fit. Good.
Amen.
Original. Having little attachment to tradition, debaters' personalities are able to discard existing systems and methods and pull together desperate ideas from... Desperate? That's not...
Disparate
ideas from their extensive knowledge base. Yeah. All right. Excellent brainstormers. I wish you'd brainstorm a little bit for the podcast.
I have a notebook with notes for an episode that we've passed up three times. What do you mean you wish I had notes for the podcast?
Nothing is... charismatic. You're very charismatic. Energetic. Yep. When given a chance to combine these traits, examine an interesting problem. See, like, there's something in me that wants to read all these for you because I know they make you feel good. So I'm like, yeah, I'm going to read all these for them, but we just don't have time. All right. Mm. Let's get to the weaknesses. Mm. Already. Thank you.
It's okay. They're not too bad.
Very argumentative. Don't worry. Isn't argumentative?
It is true.
No. But a debater argumentative is totally different, and you actually have to work on it because it's so much fun.
Just read it. I'm just joking.
I am this personality too. So.
Oh, exposed figure.
Yeah. Well, no, my point is Ed Schweitzer is also this personality.
Don't you love when I said it makes more sense now that she said, when I said, here's a weakness.
That's what I said.
There's not many.
There was a joke. You missed the joke. He got it.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm enthusiastic, but I'm sort of simple. All right. If there's anything debaters enjoy, it's the mental exercise of debating. The idea of nothing is... Okay.
Like dinosaurs. Can't wait for that episode.
It's just weaknesses.
What is it?
Insensitive.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Very argumentative.
Yes.
Yeah.
Intolerant.
Yes.
Unless people are able to back up their ideas in a round of mental sparring, debaters are likely to dismiss not just the ideas, but the people.
Yep, you're stupid.
They can find it difficult to focus. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for sure. I've already stopped listening to you, and you're talking about me.
Struggle bug.
I'm with that, too.
So. Yeah, I can't focus on that.
Just like practical matters.
Yeah, like laundry.
Oh, I hate dishes. Romantic. Oh, it's the worst thing ever.
Romantic relationship.
David, I agree. I hate it. It takes so much time.
He's taking the test again.
But I am.
He finished it in a blaze of fury.
And
we spent 45 minutes doing it ourselves.
Do you guys think maybe he's got dissociative identity disorder?
David, wait. I don't know maybe, but that was pretty accurate.
It was pretty. That was pretty spot on.
I was hoping for a little bit more debate between you two because you came into this this is stupid.
What do I got to debate her for? She agrees with me.
No, the thing is, it's right.
It was,
and his mind is like, that's right.
But you had said so many times before. Part of the reason to be bringing on here was you were going to debunk the personality type myth of like, oh, you can't figure someone out by putting the personality.
He kind
type
of already
on.
Ruined it though with his first quote that he did because he basically said, because that's the thing, people don't want to believe the personality types because they want to be special. No one's special. Like, no one's special. Everyone is a pattern of something.
I'm amazing.
But my point is, everyone wants to be unique and special. That's just not the way it is. God made apple trees.
To yourself, please, Miss Italian.
I'm sorry, I can't help it.
Hey,
I know.
In case you were wondering, she's just throwing up gang signs.
Dustin, what do you know?
I'm thinking. All
right, hold on. Let me read about Cam. I got to read about Cam.
Fine.
Here, I got to read about Cam. I have a text from Cassie. All right. Who's literally in the room. All right.
Asleep.
A text from Cassie. Who is the campaigner? Vote for Cam. If it doesn't interest me what you do for a living. That's a funny quote. I want to know what you ache for. And if you if you dare to dream of meaning, your heart's longing.
Okay, don't read the quotes. Just read the introduction. What in the world?
You're a mountain dreamer.
A mountain dreamer.
All right, here we go. I'm sorry.
You see someone just sitting on the side of a cliff.
What are you even reading?
There's a quote right there in the introduction.
Suicide.
Yes. Araya Mountain
Camera's
Dreamer.
Like a little fairy. Go ahead.
Yes. We're going to clip that. We're going to clip that. Cameron's a little fairy.
You're like a genie.
Dude, I just want to breathe in this moment. That time where all the women in the house called Cameron a little fairy.
Cameron has like a...
Nope, I don't need you to explain it. Because campaigners!
He's like running around trying to dub people to make sure they're okay. And like,
campaigners are true free spirits. Fairies.
See?
We're fairies.
It's a fairy!
Please. Don't ever stop calling Cameron fairy. Ah! I love it. I love it. Campaigners, I'm sorry for the cringy laughing. Campaigners are true free spirits, outgoing, open-hearted, and open-minded.
Yes, very.
With their lively, upbeat approach to life, they stand out in any crowd.
Yep.
But even though they can be
sort of annoyed by myself,
but even though they can be the life of the party, campaigners don't just care about having a good time. These personality types run deep, as does their longing for meaningful emotional connections with other people.
Yes.
The magic of everyday life. Friendly and outgoing, campaigners are devoted to enriching their relationships and their social lives. Mm-hmm. But beneath their sociable, easygoing exteriors, they have rich, vibrant inner lives as well. Without a healthy dose of imagination, creativity, and curiosity, a campaigner simply wouldn't be a campaigner.
I feel like recently I'm on the unhealthy side of campaigner.
Yeah, sometimes people get unhealthy.
In their unique way, campaigners can be quite introspective.
Yeah, he's very introspective.
They can't help.
You look inside, like you analyze what's going on in your mind, like you look inward. You do that all the time.
I know.
That's why you think about the reason of why you're doing something.
I know.
They can't help but ponder the deeper meaning of a significance of life.
You do that.
And even when they should be paying attention to something else.
You do all the time.
I'm sure I do. All right, this is boring.
Yeah.
This is boring.
Seeking joy.
This is all
strengths.
How do you find joy? How do you seek it?
Strengths. That's all fairy.
Have to say this though. Everyone likes campaigners. It is a very universal thing. Like,
I feel like they either like you.
I mean, it makes sense.
The only people who don't like you most of the time, there's a certain personality, and it is an INFJ, and type fours do not like you every single time, and you don't like them normally. You're like, I don't like that person, and I'm like,
I tell you what I don't like.
Politics would tell me that nobody likes campaigners.
Whenever I meet another ENFP campaigner girl,
yes,
initially I'm like, oh, they're pretty cool, and then within 5 minutes I'm like,
yes,
jump off a bridge.
I was literally about to say that the same personality type you don't like.
I cannot. Like, I will come home. I have like to my wife like this person. I just could not, and then I find out they're my personality type, but it's the female because I've been around guys who are my personality type and we get along great. But when there's a girl that's like my personality type.
A dumb girl.
That is so funny.
Yeah, no, big dumb girl.
I cannot handle a female acting like me. I'm like,
and I'm totally opposite. If there's a girl who acts like me, I don't like them. Any guy that's ENTP, I'm like, oh yeah, we are great friends.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Read this.
All right, strengths. Boring. No, let's see. Curious.
That's
perceptive.
Yes.
Enthusiastic.
Yes.
Excellent communicators.
Yes.
Festive.
Festive? What does that mean?
Campaigners may live for deep, meaningful conversations, but they can also be spontaneous and lighthearted.
Oh, yeah.
These personalities know how to find fun and joy in the present moment.
Very nice. I'm glad we
read
that
one. And few things give them more pleasure than sharing their joy with others.
So true.
Why don't you read Good Natured?
He's good natured.
His Cameron
is good natured? We got to take this test again.
Give me yours.
All of these strengths come together to form a person who is warm hearted and approachable.
I'm just picking stuff.
With an altruistic spirit and a friendly disposition.
I was just joking. You don't have to read that. Read the weaknesses.
Weaknesses.
Yes.
This is what I live for.
Yes.
His weakness. He's people pleasing.
Do you know if it's any good?
First negative.
People pleasing.
My wife goes, oh, yeah.
This is the weaknesses.
That's she goes,
oh. Main one. Main one.
Unfocused. How was that not on my list? Unfocused.
It was.
It was?
Yes.
It was.
You did focus.
Wow.
It was literally struggled to focus.
Dude, I'm becoming more and more of a believer.
I relate more with my weaknesses than with my positives.
Disorganized.
Yes.
Overly accommodating.
Yes.
Overly optimistic.
Yeah. Well,
I feel like that one's pretty neutral.
I feel like church has bashed that. Yeah, ministry has bashed that to pieces.
I don't know about overly optimistic.
In the ministry, you become a pessimist.
Or realist, as I like to call it.
Okay,
overly optimistic. Sound it out. Use your letters.
Yes, you are overly optimistic, though, Cameron. You are. You always come to reality's face, but at the beginning, you are overly optimistic.
Yeah.
You're overly optimistic, and it always crushes you in the end, but at the beginning.
He always recovers.
Yes. I don't know why I was confused with that. Yes, I am overly optimistic.
Optimism can be among this person's keys and strengths, but campaigners' rosy outlook can lead them to make well-intentioned but naive decisions, such as believing people who haven't earned their trust. This trait can also make it difficult for campaigners to accept hard but necessary truths and to share those truths with others.
Yeah, I
don't want to agree with it.
No, there is a part of that where it's like, oh yeah,
but you've worked on, you've grown
restless.
Yeah, but we're talking about just the raw. Yeah, restless. What is this?
With their positive, upbeat attitude, campaigners rarely seem upset or dissatisfied on the outside, but their inner idealism can leave them with a nagging feeling that some major areas of their life just aren't good enough.
Oh, for sure.
Whether that's their work, their home life, their podcast.
What have you done?
Yeah, dude, every day it's like, I have all these different things. I'm doing a youth group, I'm doing church, I'm doing a podcast.
Well, there you go, man.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
You don't know what Dustin is, because he keeps coming up with the same one, and he's definitely not.
I'm not. I know which one I am.
You're ESTP.
ESTP. What's ESTP?
Pretty sure you're ESTP.
Can you go to the things?
It was the console was the one I got last time.
Okay, so...
ENF. Well, I think it was ENFP. But I did
ENFJ. ESFJ. You're the console?
That's what it was,
Go to ESFJ.
We're looking. We're at...
That's what Rachel is.
We're
She's
at the
a type
INs,
2
too. Yeah.
Well, and that's why it made sense, because...
But what are we looking for?
Brian and
Rachel
are all the
same.
Yep.
ES what?
FJ.
You sent it to who?
Oh, I saw it come up and pop up and say it's okay, but I was like, I don't want to read his wife's text message.
What is he? ESFJ?
ESFJ.
Zoom.
I can't find it. I mean, they're all here, but I don't know.
I got it.
Okay, so Cameron, was that? Did you feel like that was pretty on point for you?
The positives,
Cameron,
I was like,
the man.
Underwhelmed. The console.
That's him.
He's. Serving.
I was underwhelmed by the positives, but the negatives I definitely relate with.
For consoles, life
Cameron,
is
Cameron, a
sweetest.
Lot of times people don't even know their positives. Like, a campaigner doesn't realize that, like, people just like you. They're drawn to
you. Right, but the positives were like, hey, you're a good guy.
Yeah,
and it's like,
whatever. That is what the campaigner is, though.
I understand, but the positives are just, like, generic, like, positive. Easy going. Like, okay, like, that's not...
You wanted, like, distinct, like, affirmative words?
No, it's just...
Like, you're
just
so
just general,
good at preaching.
No, the words...
Basically, they were positives, but for how long?
Yeah.
Where
do I go from here?
Yeah.
No, how but do we, those you could apply to anyone's personality is my point.
Yeah, but
that's
they're
the
not
thing,
everyone's
generalized,
personality.
That's, like...
They're not. Mm-hmm. They're not going to be on Dustin's.
Yikes.
Sorry.
Here we go.
You're going to have different ones.
Dustin, are
you? Dustin takes
you
a personality type, and at the end of it, it says, you took this four times and got four different answers. This means you're the so-and-so.
Yeah, dude, you've got
you
multiple
this,
personalities.
You took this test.
Are you the console? Does that sound familiar, Dustin? The console? All right. For consoles, life is sweet when it's shared with others. People with this personality type form the bedrock of many communities, opening their homes and their hearts to friends, loved ones, and neighbors.
You sound like a Christmas.
I'm trying to be like a commercial. Yeah.
All these people are
That
so
doesn't mean that consoles like everyone or that they're saints. But consoles do believe in the power of hospitality and good manners.
That's why
and
he
they tend
comes
to
in
feel a sense of duty to those around them.
Late, but so
he does. He typically does bring me. Let's get to the weaknesses.
Let's just start there. Strengths. There's a whole slew of them.
Here we go. He has strong practical skills.
That is so true.
Consoles practical are excellent fixing. Managers of day to day tasks and routine maintenance.
Strong practical skills. Even like you can fix anything.
Yeah, like a minivan.
Strong sense of duty. I mean, I've never heard you talk without mentioning Maciel. You know what I mean? Like,
shut your mouth.
Strong sense of duty in the army.
In the army.
Ew.
That was so funny.
Without mentioning what?
That guy Maciel, who his died. Friend who died.
Oh yeah.
Are you taking it again?
Yeah, this is a different. I bet it's gonna happen.
This guy. All right, he's very loyal.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll see.
Oh.
That was a very good line.
Yeah, this was this one says I was introverted, which I disagree with. But it's essentially the same. It's just the introverted one.
Sensitive and warm.
Yeah, he's sensitive. He's got clammy hands, but he is warm.
What did he say?
He said he has clammy hands, but he's warm.
Hey, go home.
He's good at connecting with others.
Definitely. Yes,
especially the young children. The babies.
That's all I got to work with at church.
The truth.
Weaknesses.
Hey, me and David Jones vibe. We passed the vibe check from
David Jones?
The big
blocker. The guy who like sends people to the bottom of the ocean? Davy Jones?
No, David, not Davy. Davy is his dad.
Worried about their social status.
Worried about your social status?
He said, yeah.
Yeah. Are you really?
Walk me through that.
These strengths are related to chief weaknesses.
Dustin,
consoles.
Your next weakness is inflexible.
Yeah. No, wait. Your social status. How are you worried about your social status?
Tell me about this.
Yeah.
It's not in the what you're probably thinking, like what kind of car? Obviously it's not what kind of car I drive. It's nothing to do with it, but it's just how others perceive me and where I rank on their.
I know so much about your personality type, it's ridiculous.
Yeah,
so
it's kind of weird how much you know people.
Well, the ESFJs, so this is not going to be a shot at you.
Turn it up.
The ESFJs type twos especially have
You're two out of ten.
Rachel, my friend, is two. Hi, Rachel. She listens to the podcast. Anyway, so they are very good people, and they're very serving people.
Where's the shot?
But there is an underlying current that flows through them. And a lot of times they do things to get things. They want you to do the same thing back.
Why do you think I'm on this podcast?
I'm not coming on your podcast.
So, and this is the thing. They know that they do that, and they hate that they do that. But they can also get bitter about it. So social status would mean, okay, like he's doing things because he wants it done to him. And if it's not getting done to him, then he's not really sure where he's standing, and you don't really care.
Do you
and
want
so
me
he's
to
gonna
start
worry
bringing
about,
you sodas?
Does no. that feel pretty accurate?
Yeah.
So when
are you going to give me groceries?
I don't know.
You want me to give you sodas?
No.
When my Walmart order gets messed up.
They're not really like that with everyone. It's really just the people they're close with.
What a disgusting human.
It's just closeness.
Everything. Dude, that is a weakness.
Yeah.
Inflexible.
Reluctant to innovate or improvise.
That one might not be totally right.
I know this next one's true.
Yeah, this is bad. This
vulnerable is to criticism. No doubt.
What's your name?
Well, it's every
dude. I wish I could make a compilation.
Ellie, you're the worst.
I know. I wish I could make a compilation of every time a joke was made and you just watch Dustin's face
I'm
drop.
I'm so sorry.
All right, this is gonna be brutal.
Often.
What is that?
Often too needy.
Shut it down. We're done.
You need a little
baby. This is true, though.
No, wait, hold on.
This is a good negative.
Hold on, The often too needy is really only from people they're close with. They are not needy at all from people they do not deem. These are like
listeners,
very close people.
You're safe.
Does that make sense? Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yes, correct. Yes.
He's not needy to people who can't give him stuff.
Yeah.
That was funny. Look.
This is true. Too selfless.
Oh, very much. And that's why they get bitter. Like, and that's why
bro,
you have an underlying
buy
thing.
Yourself some food.
Yeah. Yes. No, they are so selfless.
I'm getting there.
Are you stuck on your selflessness?
What do you mean?
No.
I don't know.
Well, no, sometimes they do become
it's
selfless.
Oxymoron of
it's
statement.
Good to be
dude,
selfless.
It's 11:30. I don't know what
like,
I'm talking about anymore.
It's good to be selfless, but there's a point where you're too selfless to where it's like, you're like, you need to at some point put a roof over your head because you're so charitable and giving to everyone else that you don't have, you can't
take
care of
yourself. And then they become bitter.
Yeah.
They become bitter at being selfless because they actually still need to survive. It's a problem.
So, well.
I don't have that
problem. You one thing. I'm glad I don't have his negative.
Oh, man.
I'm glad I'm not Dustin. Going to be honest. I thought my negatives
Cameron's
were more positive than all of your negatives.
Cameron, I can eat whatever bread I want.
Would you be too selfless or would you rather be a fairy?
You also have love. That
is a weakness.
Funny,
right? His weakness. Wait, what did you say? Hold on.
What did you say? I mean,
What just got said?
I was stuck on the joke I made. What did he say?
I think two different people took shots.
Sibling moment.
Oh, I was going to say two different people took shots, and I heard half of both of them.
I said, would you rather be too selfless or be a fairy?
Ooh.
And Cameron went, what?
I'm killing it, though.
Wait.
She's not going to make fun of me, because then she'd be making fun of herself.
I'm confused.
What?
You weren't laughing at mine?
What'd you hear?
What I said?
I heard love handles.
I didn't even
hear you say.
I didn't.
This is talking about me.
That's the only words I heard.
Yeah, Dustin said, "Hey, Golden Boy, I can eat whatever bread I had." And I said, "You also have love handles."
Oh,
what is this?
And then Meredith went,
"Oh, that was perfect timing. We had so many things going on."
All three of you said something at the same time, and
it was like. Pow, pow, pow.
We're all dead.
You're the only one who survived.
Yeah, I was like, what? Hold on, like, what? What is happening right now?
We need one of the listeners to email in making fun of him right now. That way it's all balanced.
Oh, I'll clap back. Listen here, Larry Heifer.
Larry Heifer. That's better than Larry Cow. Whoever made that fake account should have picked Heifer.
All right, well, all right. I guess this is it.
This was
good.
This was fun.
Okay, so David.
This was longer than it has been recently, but it was fun.
After all of this. We didn't even get to get into Enneagram. We just did Myers-Briggs.
The satanic thing?
So, let's do this real quick.
Oh.
Robert Downey Jr. is a campaigner.
Yeah. No, he's actually an ENTP.
I didn't even
look
at these. I didn't even look at
these. I've researched
Robin
it.
Williams.
Who are these
is
famous
a campaigner.
People?
Yes, he is.
How do I get to the famous
guys,
people?
Guys,
shh.
Kim, can you look him up?
Franchise. John Un?
No.
Kim Nam-June?
That's false.
Yeah.
Career path.
He cannot be a campaigner.
Kim, it's not the same guy.
Oh.
Campaigners you may know, Robin Williams,
Quentin Tarantino. Claire, that's awesome. He makes the best movies ever.
Mm-hmm. Kelly Clarkson.
Mm-hmm. How'd you get to that?
Will Smith.
A lot of popular movie
Meg
stars
Ryan,
are campaigners.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Nice. Yeah, she totally is.
Ellen Aww. DeGeneres.
Guys, Michael right. Scott.
That's so
he's
funny.
He's an ENFP, which is the campaigner, and then he's a 7 on the Enneagram. So
Spider-Man.
He has an interesting flair.
Spider-Man?
Phil mm-hmm. Dunphy.
Why do I know these things?
Piper Chapman. Hoban Washburn. I don't
Conclusion.
I know them all by name.
Jennifer Keller. I don't know how to find yours.
The Iron Man character is ENTP. I love that guy.
How do I get to the people? I don't know where you're seeing this.
Famous ENTPs.
Oh, famous. I don't want ENTPs.
That's you.
Oh, that's me.
Dustin, what are you?
Famous.
ISFJ.
No, ESFJ.
ENTP.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
ESFJ.
Yes. Yeah.
All right.
It's going to be like Aunt Jemima.
All right, let's
Hugh
look at
Jackman.
This.
Here we go.
Awesome. Word. That's funny because
he's famous for being in Les Mis.
You ready? Oprah Winfrey.
Oh no.
You're an Oprah. Everybody, get a car.
Here's some rope. Go hang yourself.
This is terrible.
Mariah Carey.
No, that's not good either.
I don't want to love
Stop it. I love Christmas
Taylor
more than
Swift.
Most people, but I hate
Taylor
that.
Swift, a bunch Swiftie. Of girls.
This Swiftie. Is
Swiftie. Jennifer Lopez.
Dude, at least you got Hugh Jackman.
Look, listen,
for
also
you.
Barbara Walters.
Where's the next man?
Are you skipping
Ariana
the men?
Grande.
I think he's skipping
Mary
the men. Are you skipping
Mary
the men?
Tyler Moore.
He's skipping over them.
I can confirm he did not skip any
Whitney
men.
Houston. A lot of singers. A lot of female singers. Oh, yeah. Anne Hathaway, Jennifer Garner, Alicia Keys. Do you have all the female singers? Elton John! Sarah Jessica Parker? Penelope Cruz?
You're telling me.
Selena Gomez?
Of all...
Hey, you got Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey. And Prince William.
Bro, dude, no. You got Elton John.
And
that's
you
so
have
funny.
Pope Franny.
I love how he's like, please, can we get to the men? First man, Elton John.
And he was like at the bottom of the list.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. Let's go through my awesome list. Boom.
NFPs.
Leonardo right. da Vinci. Yeah. Come at me.
Benjamin Franklin, too.
Tom Hanks.
Mm-hmm.
Barack Obama.
No, he is not an ENTP.
All right.
Amy Poehler.
I would be more with the
Poehler.
With campaigner.
Benjamin yes. Franklin.
Yes, he.
Robert Downey Jr.
Right.
Steve Wozniak.
Don't know who that is.
He is the guy that developed Apple with Steve right. Jobs.
Neil Patrick Harris.
Don't know that.
He is.
I don't know any names.
He's
Matthew
funny.
Perry. Let's go. I'm not a fan of Jon Stewart, but here we are.
I'm bored with yours. I'm bored.
Celine Dion.
I'm bored I don't even you. Know I'm these people.
No, you got a woman.
Walt Disney. Let's go. Choice. Alfred Hitchcock? Yes.
Is that why you also don't like the Jews?
Ashton Kutcher? Henry Kissinger? That was
if you know, you know.
All right, here we go. If you know. I have Ellen. John Lennon. Oscar Wilde. Ricky Gervais. Oh, Bill Ricky Clinton. Funny.
Mm-hmm. Wow, you guys
Walt
got a lot of men on
Walt
your
Disney
list.
Disney is definitely yours, Kim.
Dr. Wait, Seuss. Charles Dickens. Mm-hmm. Jennifer Aniston.
I like Charles Dickens.
Yeah. Jerry Seinfeld. Seinfeld, sorry. Ozzy Osbourne, Will Smith, Sandra Bullock, Kanye West. Easy! That's
hey, man. I like my list.
Mm-hmm. Robert Downey Jr. is the best. I love his character.
I mean, there was a few up there. Like, Robert Downey Jr. for sure mm-hmm. is up there. But then also, like, the other ones, though.
Actually a very sad
oh,
man.
Oh, Julian Assange. Remember him? See,
yeah.
I know I'm awesome, but I just like it when my wife says
yeah,
it.
Yeah, the Wikipedia, Wiki whatever league guy.
Poor little guy.
All right.
Poor little
everyone kind of gave up on that guy.
Poor little guy.
Who do we give up on?
Julian Assange.
I know.
Who?
The right, whistleblower guys. That owns WikiLeaks. Meredith, on my podcast, and I'm you doing this to get... You can say whatever
the
you want.
Podcast that you're going to be late to.
No.
It just starts recording for 10 minutes and he doesn't show up.
It'll be me talking
just
about
silence.
My minivan.
Just quiet.
Listen, guys, it doesn't matter if you drive a 99 Caravan or a 2023 Tahoe. The Lord Jesus Christ died for us both.
He died for all those cars.
And all those personalities.
And for all those personalities.
Even the less favorable ones.
All right, even
guys.
The one that has all the women in it.
Thanks for listening. Give us a like, follow, subscribe. Send us a question. Send us an email. Leave a review. If you're not saved, Jesus died for you. You can find us anywhere podcasts are. Obviously, you're listening to it. But we love you guys.
Please email and buy a shirt.
Thanks for coming on, man. It was great.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Go get some rest.
It was a good time.
Calm down. It's fine.
It's fine.